Hello and welcome to the 10th podcast from the Diversified Integrated Sports Clinic. Today we're joined by Tala, who's doing a lot of training and running at the moment with Tamara. We're going to hear all about her story, what the girls are doing, getting ready for their big event coming up. Let's start the ball rolling.
Hi guys, it's good to be back. So I'm going to have Tala introduce herself. You guys all know me, I'm Dr. T. We decided to take on an ultra marathon called the Comrades. So that's June 4th in South Africa. It's an uphill route of 86 kilometers. So it goes from Durban to Pietermaritzburg. And Tala will give you a little intro about herself, and I'll tell you guys why we decided to do this. Our journey, our training, how you aim to inspire people and help those around us on our journey. And yeah, we'll update you in a little bit. Go ahead, Tala.
Hi, guys. I'm another T, but Tala, not Tamara. So we call ourselves T-Squared. So we just run a lot together. So a bit of background about me. I'm Saudi French. I'm a running coach here in Dubai. I met Tamara when she came to one of my interval classes. And from
Actually, you met me at a bar, but...
Yes, we do. Okay. We don't need to tell people that. Let's just not tell people that. You know, we're meant to be inspiring people here to run, not to drink.
Yeah, but running is fun.
Running is great fun. Yeah. So she came to my interval classes and we just basically bonded over our love of running and realized that we wanted to do something quite big this year, start off 2017 with a bit of a bang. So we did Barcelona Marathon together about a month ago to qualify for this ultra marathon that we needed to do. So that's coming up in about 50 days. We can't
wait. Super exciting. Can't say. First time I go to Mother Africa. So that's super exciting for me too.
I've been already. I've never been to Durban. So hopefully apart from the grueling 86K, it'll be a bit of a tour as well.
86K, that's unbelievable. How was Barcelona?
Barcelona was great. It's actually a marathon I highly recommend to people because the weather is amazing. The support is phenomenal. You feel like everyone's family, even though you have no idea what they're saying. All you hear is Venga, but you just keep running, just funnily enough. And it was a great experience. We had a great time walking around the city as well, ate some great food, didn't have any wine, or did we? Some paella, it was a great experience. I definitely recommend it to people to do.
And this is my favorite thing about running, is that you can travel the world. You know, you can push yourself, anyone can push themselves to amazing limits. It's a great way to travel. It's a great way to see new things. It's a great way to understand more about your body. You know, a lot of people, it's like, I don't run. I think everyone was born to run. You know, it's just about pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. I've seen a lot of my friends and family start running after, you know, we took on a few challenges over the past few years and people were just super inspired and said, hey, I'm going to do something for myself. It's a great way to exercise. It's a great way to lose weight. It's a great way to de-stress, you know, so there's so many benefits to running. Yes, there are injuries, but like any sport, you have injuries associated with that.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, Tala, I'll ask you a little bit about how you kind of started off as a running coach. Why are you Tala Run Wild, Run Free? So
I started off running when I was back at school, and I was basically thrown into a race when I was at boarding school in the UK, and my teacher was like, just go. And I just went. And I actually turned around and I was like, where is everyone? I always thought I went the wrong way. And I actually realized I ended up doing really well. So I'm very much similar to Tamara. I feel that we're all born to run. I mean, you know, growing up, I was always just, you know, running around all over the place and realized I actually had the endurance to do this. So then I went to university, studied marine biology. And then after I finished, I thought, actually, you know what? I want to go back into health and fitness. So I studied to become a running coach, go back into the training. I lived in Brazil, I trained there, and then moved to Dubai 3 years ago and have been training people from someone that's never run before to someone doing their first marathon to someone wanting to get a PB. And what I want to do is inspire people because a lot of people find running really boring, which it's not. If done in the right way with the right people, it's actually great fun. So which is why I recommend people have a goal, have a purpose, whether it's running abroad, pick a race, and from then, plan your running and just make it fun.
How do you become a running coach? Where do you go to learn that?
So obviously I studied health and fitness. I became a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And then I got in touch with an endurance academy that trains people that basically to be a running coach, how to program. Obviously you've got to have a bit of a background in running as well. Mm-hmm. And then did all the courses, took the exam, you had to do obviously send a video. And then basically, yeah, then you get sort of certified and then have a bit of work experience as well. and then follow up with that with a continuing education.
And do most people contact you whenever they have an idea of doing a marathon or a 10K or whatever it is, and they say, I really want to do this in 6 months or next week?
Well, I've had a few people that have said to me, I'd like to do the Dubai Marathon, and they ask me this in December.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm quite honest, and I kind of go, maybe next year, as in in a year. It takes a lot of work, and that's what I tell people is running is not easy. It's really unforgiving. Mm. It's massive impact on the body. You're doing the same repetitive movement over and over. So it needs to be done well. If done well, and doing the recovery and doing the right running and doing the right programming, you can actually run a great race. Whether it's a 5K for someone, whether it's a 10K, it's just learning to do it well.
Yeah. And do you run with groups of people, or do you spend most of your time running with individuals?
So with groups as well. A lot of times on a Friday morning. So for the last few years, every Friday morning I was taking a running group, and it was to prep them for the Dubai Creek Half, which is in December. So we start in September, and every Friday after that we'll increase the mileage to get them ready. And then 2 weeks before, taper. Mm-hmm. Like this, they're ready for the Creek Half. A lot of people love doing the Creek Half. It's one of the greatest races in Dubai.
It's the most picturesque one, isn't it?
It's the most picturesque one. You're running through old Dubai. The weather's great. It's really well organized by the Creek Striders. I highly recommend if anyone wants to do their first half marathon, it's definitely a nice one.
That's the one to go for.
One to go for, and it's got a few hills. I say hills, a tunnel.
A tunnel.
A tunnel. That's how much hills you get in Dubai.
And what about diet and nutrition? And do you get involved with that?
So I
look
don't
at the chocolate in front of us.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we don't mention that chocolate.
Diet. I'm going to pull this away.
Diet and nutrition is big. A lot of people make the mistake of going, oh, I'm running now, I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Mm. You still kind of, not saying you have to watch, you've got to fuel your body in the right way. Okay. So the good thing is within the fitness community, we're very well connected to nutritionists, to physios, to chiropractors, you know, like you guys here, always send people to the right path. So if someone's going, I don't know how to fuel my body, I'll send them to a nutritionist just to have a chat and look at it. I can give recommendations, but what might work for me might not work for you.
Sure.
So for example, my breakfast pre-run will be, let's say, oats. Mm-hmm. But someone go, I might not be able to digest oats.
Right.
So it's very different from one runner to another.
Right. And what about actually during a race? Do you take that goo?
So during a goo,
gross.
It's not great.
It's sludge.
So I actually, this whole sort of past year, trained for triathlons. And with triathlons, they're so long that you actually end up having to take these energy gels and salt tablets. So I found, for me personally, high five works.
Okay.
But for a lot of other people, goo works.
Okay.
It just completely depends. But what I say to people is get used to it before the race.
Right. Don't go experimenting on the day.
Exactly. Don't go, oh, I'm going to try this chocolate caramel waffle goo gel. You know, it's sort of the weeks before. If you're starting the Dubai Marathon in January, for example, you say, I'm going to do it. From September, on your long runs, start to taste what works for you. Mm-hmm. If you go, oh, this makes my stomach funny, try something else.
Okay.
Don't try things like the week before.
Okay.
And it's what a lot of people actually tend to do, unfortunately, because they go, oh, I feel fine, I don't need gels.
Mm-hmm.
Which you might not, but it's always good to get used to, because if you hit that wall, you're going to need a bit of a push.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm not talking by a person. A bit of food just to get you going.
I think
and
that's
the
biggest thing is just making sure that you're fueled throughout a race. And it's something we're learning for the really long distance stuff. Because I think also, I'll give you from my female mentality perspective, I want to be skinny and light when I run. So most of the time I'm like, I run on an empty stomach. I don't want to eat, you know, and it's also
we have
because
fights about this. Up the mountain, we are fighting about
eat
this.
I don't want to eat.
I eat too much.
So. And I definitely under eat, but I think it's really important to know that balance. And again, we're training for performance. I mean, you're going to look great anyways at the end of the day if you're performing at a high level and you want to feel great. And knock on wood, since we started, I've barely had any injuries.
Okay.
I mean, living here helps, but and getting treatment all the time.
Sure.
You know, I had injuries before in the past, and that's before I met Tala, and it's because I was logging in what she calls junk miles, which means I was just going out and running with no plan, no program. And that's a mistake I think a lot of people do. You know, if you don't have a coach, you just go out, and I would do like, I don't know, 20K every day. which was so bad for my body because I wasn't really pacing. I was just running, no watch, no nothing, just going out, running, putting in 2 hours and coming home. Mm-hmm. And that was just taking such a big toll on my body. But now having, you know, someone like Tala who's like, no, like she'll shout at me and be like, today you're only doing 1 hour, but you're going really fast. Or today you're doing intervals and you're doing 10 intervals. This is the you know, distance you're going to cover and that's it. Okay. And honestly, variety, like in terms of recovery, like I feel great all the time, never tired, never too sore. You know, the weekend comes, we have crazy, you know, 50K over a weekend and I feel great.
Okay.
Which is really, really important. And I think in any sport also, it's really important. Like there's nothing as important as recovery. Obviously, you got to train hard. But if you feel like crap every day, then you're not going to want to do it again. It's going to take away from your energy. It's going to take, again, like most of us work, you know, we have full-time jobs. You want to come to work and feel good. You don't want to feel drained and, you know, be at this place where you're almost at adrenal fatigue, which we know a lot about. And I think a lot of people don't realize their limits. Mm. And exercise should be something fun. You know, so obviously there's a limit sometimes and you want to push that boundary as much as you can, but you also don't want to hurt yourself. You know,
listen to your body.
Yeah, it's very, very important.
And like I was saying, it's so unforgiving on the body. Like when you start running, there'll always be a bit of a niggle somewhere. Mm. Always. I mean, you're thinking you're on a hard surface and it's just bang, bang, bang the whole time, forward movements.
Yeah.
So what I always say to people is there's a difference between feeling like you're just a bit sore, a bit of a niggle, and an actual pain. Mm. Do not run through pain, which is what a lot of people actually do. You know, they'll go, oh, you know, my foot hurts, but I've just kept running. And then they wonder why down the line it catches up with them. And then they're spending a fortune on trying to get fixed. When if they've just take a step back on a recovery day, you know, go see a physio or go see a chiropractor or even go get a massage or even go for a swim in a cold pool.
Yeah, do something.
Do something, but something really easy. People actually feel a lot of the times if they're not sweating or doing something hard enough, they didn't do anything at all.
Yeah.
And that's actually not, because a lot of times on long runs, you should go slow.
Yeah.
You should go really slow. Go into that fat, what we call fat burning. And you tell someone, run really slow for 3 hours, someone that's used to running fast, they'll go, no, why would I do that? That's pointless. But it's actually not.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, I've said it before, like the hardest part of my job is persuading people either to do exercise or not to do any at all. Just to rest, you know, leave themselves be for 24 hours, you know.
We've seen a lot of injuries, like, I mean, stress fractures, for example, people running. I mean, it still baffles me how you can get a stress fracture from running. It's people who are overrunning and not kind of listening to their body, monitoring their pain levels. You know, I think the other thing that's very hard in this country is running on concrete. Yeah. You know, when I started running, I was away at university in California and I started trail running. So my body kind of adjusted to that, and I kind of found my natural way of running, because there's a lot of ups and downs and hills, and whereas here you're running on concrete and that's a lot more unforgiving on your body. It's a lot more pressure on the joints, and we see a lot more, you know, meniscus injuries, hip injuries, and people sit all day here too.
They like sit all day, hours, and it's so hot during the day. It's hard. You either have to go really early or really late. I mean, we left this past Friday at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
No one, you know, people that have had a hard week are not going to go, I'm going to get up at 3:30 on a day off to go for a run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's also people wear the wrong shoes. Mm. And I just think people in Dubai tend to go, you know what, I've got a bit of an injury, I'll just let it go and, you know, I'll start to train again in a week. We're not actually finding what the actual issue is.
Yeah.
They go, oh, my foot hurts, but maybe don't realize it's further up the posterior chain, instead of going, oh no, I'll just let it rest, it'll be fine in a bit.
Sure. How much do you think shoe and footwear makes a difference?
Oh, it's massive. It's everything, to be honest.
Really?
I see so many people wearing the wrong shoes all the time.
Really?
Explain
yourself. What do you mean?
Explain yourself. what works for me, again, you know, I think one of the first things is looking what sort of feet you have. You know, flat feet, people have high arches. The thing is, nowadays, people wear a lot of heels, like women wear a lot of heels. Again, you know, we're sitting all day, but I just think people actually don't realize that you should also be a little bit barefoot once in a while. Give your foot some movement.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a shoe all day.
Yeah.
All day. Your foot doesn't breathe. And then you take your shoes off, you sit on the couch. Have you moved your feet?
No.
Not really.
Okay.
So lots of movement in the feet. And then go to any sort of clinic, get your gait analyzed, get them to check your feet, and then go to the shop and see whether you pronate, what shoes right for you. I can't particularly recommend great shoes that have good stability, good support for the knee, but that might not work for you because you will have a different morphology to me.
Sure. And so if you have someone you're coaching and they have a bit of a foot problem, ankle problem, whatever, Do you always send them out to?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, you know, people will sometimes wear shoes that are meant just for sort of training in the gym and all try running in them and right. then go, I've got a stress fracture, I've got shin splints, or change your shoes. I suffered really badly from ITB, sort of runner's knee, about 2 years ago because I was wearing the wrong shoes. Mm. I did the work I needed to do, got the physio done, and then I changed my shoes correctly. And I've had no issues since.
Okay, so it makes a big difference.
Massive difference.
I think one thing you've taught me too, also that I find very important, is changing your shoes regularly. And yeah. Now I have a few pairs. Like when I sprint, I use a certain pair. When I'm doing short distances, I use a different pair. When I'm going long distances, I use another pair. Mm-hmm. It gives my foot a bit of variety.
Yeah.
And I try to go as barefoot as I can most of the day and do a lot of grip work and, you know,
yeah,
a lot
just
of
even grabbing
work.
Your socks with your toes.
Yeah.
It's a really good way just to get your feet moving. But also, I think change your shoes every 300 or 400K, to be honest, because they get so used and they don't have that support anymore. If you can switch between two pairs of shoes while you're training, great. Yeah. And also, like, get used to those shoes. Don't get a new pair of shoes just before the marathon or an ultramarathon or even a 5K. Don't ever run a race in brand new shoes.
Right. 300, 400K, that doesn't sound very far.
But you might, you're like,
once a month.
Ranking that up every 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, makes it really fun for girls that we get to shop. So,
is that seriously?
No, we're doing, through? I mean, anything between sort of 80K a week, 80 okay. to 90K. At the moment, that's because of the ultra marathon.
But you're coaching on top of that, right?
Yeah. So I used to sort of teach kids how to run as well. And, you know, it all adds up 2K here, 5K here, 3K there. And by the end of it, you're like, oh, wow, I've done about 20,000 steps today.
Tell me more about, I find it super inspiring that you push kids to run. And I grew up here, and I remember one of the only sports we had as girls in Dubai, other than swimming, was cross country. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing, and I loved it, but we didn't have that kind of guidance. And now it's really developed. It's so great to see children kind of, you know, honing their skills at that age. So how old do you start with kids?
So I started between about 7 to 12 years old.
Okay.
So I was working with the Reebok Run Club doing the kids running. We don't take anyone under really 6 or 7 because then it's just too young and the concentration level isn't there. Mm-hmm. The thing is a lot of kids nowadays just want to be sort of competitive and they're joining these athletic clubs.
Yeah.
But then you have this other branch of kids that just basically just want to run.
Yeah.
You know, and be taught how to run, not necessarily to win a race, mm-hmm. but just in terms of as a fitness and something fun instead of, you know, doing whether it's basketball or swimming, just change it up.
Yeah.
So we worked for 7 to 12 year olds and worked on getting, we started with the lower body, making sure that they were, you know, stepping on their forefoot and then working with the upper body, getting them moving their arms in the right way and then getting them through an interval workout. Obviously not as intense as adults, but eventually getting them to run about 3K.
Okay.
Nonstop.
Okay. Okay. That's pretty far.
And there's a lot of great races for kids.
Far. Yeah,
in Dubai.
I know they do that for triathlons. They've got triathlons for pretty young kids.
Yeah, you see sort of four-year-olds.
Yeah.
Beat you. They run past you and you go, where are you going?
You trip them up.
Trip them up. I know. I tried. Yeah. Still ran past me.
Wow. And do you think, is there a good sport that you think goes alongside running? Like some people will often say to me, with some patients, you know, can I go swimming? You know, because it's not so much impacting and it's kind of a bit more supportive, so to speak, but whole body, a bit natural.
So what I found is, obviously, I started in September. I got into triathlons because I was actually training for the half Ironman in January. Mm-hmm. And I actually found that was probably the 6 months where I really, everything just worked really well together. Mm-hmm. The swimming, just again, like you say, just relieves the pressure off the joints from running.
Yeah.
The cycling, you get the strength in your glutes and in your quads without putting that much pressure on your feet.
Yep.
You know, that sort of banging.
Yeah.
But still getting that endurance because you'll go cycling for 3-4 hours.
Right.
So you get that endurance and then the running. And then throughout that, I actually remained really injury free and I ran a great half Ironman. So I definitely say those three work great together. And if you have time, a yoga session.
Okay. Just to stretch everything
just
out.
Just to stretch everything out. Right. Exactly. But for example, if you do tend to, let's say you've got a marathon coming and you found you're feeling a bit injured and your doctor recommends, you know, don't run, try and get that same time that you would be running, try and get on a bike. It was actually a really, a friend of mine, a really top triathlete in Dubai that said to me, you know, if you need to go for a 4-hour run and you can't manage, go for a 4-hour cycle.
Okay.
Because at least you're getting that time, your heart is going for that sort of same time.
Right, and it's moving.
And it's moving.
Yeah.
But doesn't impact your joints the same way running does. Because it's, I mean, running when you're injured, you really need to take the time off.
Yeah, yeah.
no if and buts about it. You know, it's just stop.
Yeah,
basically.
We were talking about footwear there, and I noticed you're wearing a fancy watch. Do you think that's a must-have accessory?
It's not a must-have. The thing is throughout experience, I found that there's people that like to know exactly what pace they're running at.
Mm.
And this is people that have a lot, not a lot of experience in running, but want to get a particular time. You know, if you want to run a 3:30 marathon, you need to know what sort of pace you're running at.
Yeah.
If someone's never run before and they go, you know what, I just want to do a half marathon or a 10K, I don't mind what time I get it at, then don't run with a watch, just run with feeling. Get used to it, because a lot of people sometimes are too focused on the watch and just completely lose themselves. And they go, oh, I was meant to run at this pace and I didn't run at this pace, you know.
Yeah.
So just relax. If you feel like you need it, great. If you're just running for the sake of it or just to enjoy it, don't get a watch. Once in a while, I'll take my watch off and just go for a really nice run. Mm-hmm. And it actually feels quite liberating.
Yeah.
I obviously have to have it for work as well. But just, I know, it's a shackle tie. But for the ultra marathon, we actually have to run with time, by time instead of distance. So we really need a watch.
Okay.
I've had to force Dr. T to get a watch again.
Stop running from my heart and start running scientifically. But we actually really scientific. Enjoy it now. I actually really enjoy it. It helps me slow down or speed up or kind of figure out where I am. And I like knowing what I'm doing now. You know, before I used to just kind of
run,
you know, just freestyle it. And now
I think depending on sort of the sport you're doing, let's say with triathlons, where there is running, or ultramarathons, you're running at different heart rate zones for a certain amount of time. You need a watch.
And that changes throughout the race.
What do you mean?
Your heart rate. In terms of, do you want it to be at certain number of beats per minute at a certain phase
and then drop it down
and increase? Or do you want to keep it steady?
I mean, for an ultra marathon, you obviously want to try and keep it as steady as possible, and it will increase. But during a race, your adrenaline goes up, you're really excited, and then you might be breaking down for a bit, and then you'll get another surge. You know, so during a race, just go with, don't necessarily focus on heart rate, just go with pace. But when you're training, that's when you need to look at heart rate zones, not necessarily during a race.
Okay.
During a race, that's when you're already prepped and ready. You've done the training.
Mm-hmm.
Now just go with what you've set out to do.
Okay. And what's the cutoff time for the Comrades? What is that?
So it's a 12-hour cutoff. But they have cutoffs every, I think, 10 kilometers. So if you haven't made it by, you know, a certain time, every 10K, which, you know, sounds pretty straightforward. But the thing is, it's the first 50 kilometers are uphill. And I think you gain an elevation of 850 meters throughout the race from one city to the next. And it's rolling hills the whole way.
Okay.
So that's the biggest challenge we have here is, you know, getting up super early so we can head out to the mountains every weekend, which has honestly been so fun because we've been able to explore the UAE. You know, we went up to Jabal Jais last weekend. We want to do Hatta. We want to do different parts of Rak. So I think it's also very fun for me because I love to see different parts of the city. We have like our fun girl road trips and, you know, it's been such a great experience. And I think in anything you do, like if you take the fun and the love out of it, it becomes a chore. And I never want to do something that's a chore. And people are like, you're crazy. You're giving up so much. But I absolutely adore it.
Yeah.
You know, and I have such a great support network. I met someone like Tala and the people we're running with. We have such a nice group of friends and it's social, it's fun, you know. I look forward to it every weekend.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that takes that out of me. And at the same time, I know it's healthy. It's, you know, we're doing something that's great for our bodies.
Yeah.
You know, and people, you know, there is obviously a limit, you know. And after the ultra, we're going to take some time off and get ourselves back into, you know, out of that stress and fatigue level and get back into normal life. And until we, you know, plan our next race. But I think the most exciting thing is that we're young. Why not push your body to those limits and kind of set yourself up for the future? Because I want to do this forever.
It's actually funny enough. Someone said to me, you guys are too young to be doing Comrades.
Really?
Yeah. Because they go, it's so much dedication. You should be out having fun.
Okay.
I was like, well, we kind of are still. We're not, you know, we're doing something that we love.
Yeah.
But I think it's like Tamara said, it's going out on those weekends, go explore some new trails. People say, oh, running Dubai is really boring. It's like, well, if you're on the beach track every single day,
it is boring, of course.
You know, you know. So get out of the mountains. Dubai, Ras Al Khaimah, Hatta, Oman has beautiful hills.
Yeah, and like there's the trails too. There's the, you know, the trails up in Chowka, which is really nice. You know, we've done that a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Very technical, very different to what you would be doing.
You'd have
to
wear different shoes there as well.
Much harder, you know, but also great for the body, really engaging your core and your glutes. And like, you really have to focus. You have to be aware and you can't just go and, you know, kind of like free mind running.
Yeah.
You have to be really alert, otherwise you're going to trip and fall. So it's a really fun thing to do for us too.
I think find people, surround yourself with people that share the same passion. So once you find that goal and you go, okay, I'm going to do this marathon in 6 months, find someone to do it with you.
Yeah.
Because that will keep you going. Because there are days when, you know, I'll go, do we really have to go this weekend? And, you know, tomorrow I'll turn around and go, yes, we said we would, let's go. And vice versa. So we push each other along. Mm-hmm. It's different, you know, friends will go, oh, just go. But someone that's actually training with you, you hold each other accountable.
Right. Yeah.
So there's no, you know, sleeping in, yeah, I did it. No, you didn't. So keep it fun as well is probably the biggest thing. Change it up, keep it fun, keep yourself motivated. Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to lose the drive.
Yeah, you'll lose enthusiasm.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll drop out.
And I think what I also want to add is you can start at any age. You know, I have a lot of patients who come here and they're like, we're too old. And honestly, your endurance gets better with age. You know what I mean? Your muscle fibers change and you start developing more of the slow twitch fibers as your fast twitch fibers die out. And I have some patients who started running when they're 50 or 60. Okay, you're not going to go do a marathon in a month, but you eased your body into it. It's something that's so liberating. You can do it when you travel. Mm-hmm. You don't need a gym. You don't need equipment. You know, you can do different kinds of running. You can do very slow, long runs, or you can do fast, short runs. And it's a great way to change up and shock the system. You know, it's very good to start waking up your metabolism again.
Yeah.
So it's something I recommend everyone try. You know, my mom went from not being able to run at all, and now she does like a run walk, and she's starting to jog, which is absolutely incredible.
Run walking is great. I mean, I highly recommend it to people that have gone through injuries. People automatically think, oh, but I'm not a runner.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we're not asking you to run, you know, 10K. Start off with 2K. Mm. You know, go for a 2K walk.
Mm.
And then eventually in that 2K walk, run 100 meters, walk 100 meters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's actually been scientifically proven by Jeff Galloway, who does the run walk system, that for a lot of people, they'll actually get to, let's say, their half marathon time probably quicker in the run walk method than running the entire time.
Really?
Because a lot of people will run and then they'll tire and there'll be that fatigue and then they'll actually slow down. Well, if you find a consistent ratio of running, walking, let's say a 3 minute run, a 1 minute walk, and you keep that consistent throughout the entire distance, you'll actually have a better half marathon time than if you just try and run the whole time.
Okay, well.
Because in those 3 minutes, you'll run faster, give yourself a minute to recover, and then go again, which is what we're doing for comrades.
Okay.
So
for training.
Yeah, to last those. I mean, we plan hopefully to do it in under 10 hours, but to maintain ourselves through the whole thing, it's so important to pace yourself and, you know, not get too excited in the beginning, which is easy to do in a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're going 86 kilometers and you're going uphill and it's, you know, in conditions that we're not really used to, it's important to feel great at least the first 50K.
Yeah.
And to feel like we can still keep going mentally, physically, everything, you know, not to feel that you're at the point where you're in so much pain that you have to stop.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
What's the weather going to be like for your race?
I think it's winter then.
Yeah.
Definitely cooler than Dubai. Which is cooler than Dubai. So if we can just push through these next, we've probably got another about 3 weeks of sort of intense running and then we'll start to taper off.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to push through.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Get it done.
Very exciting times. I mean, exploring a new place, surrounding yourself. You know, the great thing about this race, you're not allowed any music for 86 kilometers, so you get disqualified right away. But, you know, meeting people along the way, you know, that's the whole point of the race. It's called the comrades. It's, you know, the
like
camaraderie.
A brotherhood, yeah.
Yeah, you know, pushing people through, supporting each other. And I think in this day and age when there's so much crap going on in the world, I think it's so great to go somewhere. People from all over the world come, 20,000 people register for this race, and it closes pretty quick, you know, which is amazing. And just supporting people who you don't really know and just going through a little bit of pain and suffering, but a lot of emotions together, you know, and getting through something and hopefully doing something for a bigger cause, which is what we're planning to do. And it's been really difficult because we can't really raise money here.
Yeah.
But we want to. I mean, I've had a lot of work with the refugee children in the north in Lebanon. And what we would like to do is help build schools. But we're also looking at some South African charities that we can work with. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on over there too, either, you know, the disabled kids or kids who don't have access to school. So we want to be able to take stuff down there and be able to provide them with something, you know, as a thank you from us.
Absolutely.
And as a, you know, to give purpose to what we're doing.
Yeah. So how do you do that, or how can people support those causes?
Call us. Call us. Actually, we're planning a run end of the month, so a 50K.
Next weekend, actually.
Next week? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's next weekend.
Next weekend. We're going to run the Al Qudra Loop, which is that 50K loop.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're asking friends and family to join.
Okay. Okay.
Support, so you don't have to do the whole thing. Yeah, you don't have to do the whole thing. You can do parts of it with your friends. You can set up a team.
Okay.
And you can do parts of it. We'll have support cars too. And, you know, maybe like a nice donation would be great to a charity of your choice, you know, in Africa. Or in you know, the Lebanese charities would be great, and you know, at least you're doing something great.
Yeah. What time? What time is that going to be?
So we're going to start very early.
I say it'll be pretty hot out there, won't
maybe
it?
Maybe 5 a.m. Okay. We'll talk about that.
Logistics-wise, we'll let people know. We're going to fight about the timing, the wake up, but yeah, we'll let people know, and then hopefully, if even people join us on the last 5K, because there's nothing better than support from outside people. You know, you look at people's like sort of times when they're running a marathon and there's ups and downs where you go faster and slower. Mm-hmm. And the times where you're going faster, it's because you're getting the support from a crowd.
Right.
And not even people you know.
Sure.
But, you know, there's music and, you know, they're cheering your name because you have your name on your bib and they're like, go, Tal. And you're like, oh, my God, amazing.
Yeah.
Who's that person? Great. I have no idea, but thank you.
That's great. You know, and you feel good. You know, if we can inspire people to get up and move, I think that would make me the happiest person in the world.
Absolutely.
You know, just to get people out of their chairs, out of their desks. It's a very sedentary lifestyle here.
Yeah.
So if people can get up and walk and enjoy their bodies, I think for me, I would have done my job.
I mean, the more people move, the better you'll feel. There's no secret to it, to be honest.
Are you going
to
cross the finishing line together? Are you literally running the whole thing together?
Well, I'll be chasing Tala, but hopefully...
Someone falls behind.
No, I think
pick the other person up.
I think we're going to try, obviously, and stay together just, you know, for the support. And again, you know, people along the way, talk to random people, people we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're running... 10 hours at least.
You guys must have run out of chat already.
What?
Surely.
We have. We've talked about everything.
What, everything?
We're going to start around and be like, I've spoken to you for the last 6 months. I'm done with you.
I've got nothing left to say to you.
Honestly,
well
it's crazy.
Married.
It's crazy.
We always have something to talk about.
There's
always
something to talk about. And whether it's like the weather or the mountain or this or our new race pack or like matching clothes or what we're going to wear or lubricant between our legs or like not chafing. Or there's just always something. It's so entertaining.
I mean, we're not going to hide it. We suffer a lot. So, I mean, it's not all smiles.
Yeah.
Smiles for the camera.
Yeah,
well, we're running up the mountain. It's painful, but you know, we're doing it for a good reason and for a good cause, and again, inspire people to get moving.
I think that kind of suffering, honestly, helps a lot in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if you learn to do something in a sport where you just don't give up, I think it applies to a lot of things in life. I know
it's
for
character
me,
building.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Personally for me, like going through university and not doing anything for a few years and feeling so depressed and then all of a sudden saying, I'm done with this. I want to feel great about myself. And starting to running was my thing.
Mm.
And it made me feel great, you know, happy hormones all the time. And I used to come back and I had energy. And people to this day always ask me, they're like, how do you do it all?
Mm.
It's because I run, you know, and I exercise. But
yeah.
I make time for me. That's me time. I don't have my phone on me. I'm not on social media. I don't answer phone calls. It's me time. It's me and my brain and my thoughts and figuring out life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that applies to a lot of things in terms of your daily life and, you know, not quitting when you're in a bad situation.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when I run. Like, I would never quit a race. You know, I would crawl and bleed to the end of that finish line.
Yeah.
And I think Tala's the same, you know.
Oh,
but I think this applies to a lot of other aspects of my life. Like, I've learned to fight through a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one message I also want to pass on to people is, like, find something you love doing and push and push and push and push. There's... Nothing will get in the way of, you know, your body will not even get in the way. It'll heal.
Yeah.
And you'll find your way to happiness, I think, with a lot of things. So.
And I think, yeah, the biggest thing is just is having a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get up in the morning. Obviously, if you don't have a purpose, whether it's a 5K charity walk or, you know, a 10K run, if you get up and you don't have a purpose, you're just going to go back to bed, to be honest. It's easy to go, actually, I'm a bit tired, I'll go back to bed. But if you're getting up for a particular reason, you know, you will have that drive to get out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 or 6. So I always say to people, more than anything, just have a purpose. It'll keep you motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tamara says, you know, running's meditative.
Yes.
If done well, you switch off, you go for a run, you come back, you're set for the day.
Yeah.
You work better, you sleep better, you eat better, and you just generally feel better.
Yeah, all over.
All over.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So how can our listeners get in touch with you? How can they contact you and improve their running skills?
Improve their running skills.
Sign up for the next Comrades.
So you can email me at, so it's talaelaju1@gmail.com. I'm in the process of setting up a few things, which Tamara and I will work on. And then
she's on Instagram too.
On Instagram, Tala Run Wild Run Free. The reason it's Run Wild Run Free is because I love running outside. Mm-hmm. Even though I coach a lot of people, I actually don't get a lot of people on a treadmill.
Okay.
I actually want people to get used to the heat outside.
Okay.
Get used to it. You never run a race indoors.
No, true.
Ever. And you can't control the conditions. Mm. So get used to running outside. Get used to the heat. Get used to sweating. Mm-hmm. Get used to taking gels. Everything. Running indoors, there's nothing more soul destroying. I'm sorry. Yeah. It really is. It yeah. just staring at a blank wall for 2 hours. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Rather just be two hours in 30 degree heat yeah. and just suffer through that. But at least there's things to see.
Sure, sure. Good. Well, thank you very much for coming in and telling
it's
us
been great.
Your story.
We hope we've inspired you to do some running, James.
Are you going to run now?
It's time to go. So you're going to get a t-shirt printed, T-squared or something like that?
I think we should get a T-squared for sure. Because people call her Dr. T, people call me T.
Yeah.
We might as
Either a T-squared or something which also has our charities on it. So we'll tell you guys about our charities of choice. Yeah. And hopefully you can all join us next weekend on our 50K on Al Qudra. Come support, come cheer, bring food, bring chocolate.
If you can't find us, just drive the entire 50K loop. We'll be somewhere along the way.
We'll be somewhere, but we'll be happy and we'll be, you know, super excited to have people, you know, on our
Even
mission.
If you just drive by and just beep. You know, that's great support. That'll do. Maybe put some music on.
Come straight from the club. Just,
join we'll us still be there. We would have just started.
Well, thanks, Tyler. I really appreciate you coming.
Thank you, Tam, for having me. Thank you, James, as well.
Excellent. Lovely to have you here.
Come join us for
a
run.
Come back again soon.
Thank you.
Perfect. Bye now.